I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right now, though, out to the SDCC fan hotline. When he was here in San Diego, one of my favorite Padres, and now a first base coach with the Chicago Cubs, Will Venable joins us here on 97.3 The Fan. Will, how you been?
Doing great, guys. How's it going? What's up, T?
How you doing, William?
The Princeton grad, great. If I'm not mistaken.
He is a Princeton grad. That can hoop, by the way. Or used to hoop. I don't know if he hoops anymore. I used to.
Are you hooping on the side still, Will?
You know what? it had been a while, but some of the staff, when we hit the road, we try and find a court and get a little half court going. Don't have enough in the tank to go up and down, run full court.
Fair enough.
Get the old guys together and get some half court run going for sure.
Very cool.
Well, Will, you guys are having another good year. Cubs right at the right in the thick of things, and that's in a really tough Central where you guys seem to are beating up on each other. How would you characterize this particular Cubs team this year?
You know, it's a bunch of talented guys that know how to play the game play it the right way. I think, you know, we do everything well. Defensively, it hasn't been as sharp as maybe in the past, but, you know, these guys are out there working hard. And like you said, it's a tough division. I think this team is as good as any Cubs team that there's been. It's just that these other teams in this division and in the whole league, really, I think have caught up a little bit. There's just a lot of good players out there, a lot of good teams playing good baseball.
Will Venable is with us now, the first base coach of the Chicago Cubs. His former team, the Padres, heading to Chicago to meet the Cubs starting tomorrow. Could you talk a little bit about Chris Bryant for those fans who followed him here in San Diego? I mean, what a career he's gone off to, or, you know, gone on to, an MVP, and the expectations are so high. I know at the beginning of the season he was, I don't want to say struggling, but he wasn't lofting a home run every other night. Seemed like people got a little impatient, but he's come back and he's having another big season. Tell us a little bit about Chris and just, you know, having him on this ball club, because he's a San Diego kid, at least in college he was, and he's having a great career. We don't talk about him enough around here, I don't think.
Yeah, for a guy who's won Rookie of the Year and MVP and is having a great year, I feel like he's a little underappreciated. And I know he's not underappreciated in Chicago. It's just unbelievable the things he does on a daily basis, you know, playing great third base, throwing in the outfield, and then quietly is having as good an offensive season as he's ever had, and that's for a guy who's got some hardware. So unbelievable base runner, just a great teammate, a great guy to be able to run out there and play multiple positions. You know, I can't imagine a guy being more valuable than he is for their team. I mean, he's just been unbelievable.
We'll talk a little bit about your position. I mean, people often see the first base coach and they think he just whispers in the base runner's ear.
Got a stopwatch usually.
And he's taking some type of time that nobody really knows what he's taking. I think we both know that that's not the case. Explain a little bit about what a first base coach and their duties, aside from just standing there and you know, giving the guy on base a little bit of information.
Yeah. Obviously, when we're out on the field, it's about heightening the base runner's awareness and making him just aware of the situation, making sure he has the signs and stuff. But I've also got the outfielders, and, you know, so there's a lot of work that goes into getting those guys prepared, getting them in the right position, getting positioning done for the opposition, make sure that we're in the right place and that those positions match up with how we're going to pitch or attack each hitter. So you've got to work closely with the pitching coach also. And then, you know, we spend a lot of time framing up, you know, running opportunities and situations where we can be, you know, aggressive or need to be less aggressive with based on you know, the arms or tendencies of the pitchers and outfielders and catchers and stuff. So there's a lot going on beyond just being a helmet collector out there.
Hey, real quick, Will, I know that there's so much information that you guys have at your disposal now, but when you go into a series, is there a particular guy that is just hard to defend, even despite all the information you have?
Yeah, it seems to be that the quality hitters, the guys who are hitting for both average and power and you know, the top guys in the league, when you break down their spray and you match it up with how you're going to attack them, you just kind of feel like you can't cover it all. I mean, there's guys who were, you know, joke, but you say, I wish we could have like four or five outfielders.
Right.
These guys just hitting the ball all over the park and doesn't have that that cluster of spray where, you know, maybe a less advanced hitter does. And you know that, you know, if you can be consistent with the way you're attacking them, that there's only so many spots you could hit it. Some of these guys are really good and make it really tough to cover everything.
Will Venable is with us now, first base coach with the Chicago Cubs, but one of the fan favorites here in San Diego, played 7 years with the Padres, 8 years into 8 years with the Padres, was on your 2010 team, Tony, had a fantastic season. I do want to talk about some of your San Diego recollections, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you a little bit about working with Joe Maddon. He's certainly a high-profile manager, and I kind of always enjoy Joe Maddon. He seems to keep things lively and interesting. How is it? Take us a little behind the scenes with Joe Maddon, if you can.
Yeah, Joe's great. You know, it's unbelievable his consistency, coming to the ballpark every day, just a great attitude, really consistent, whether it's win, loss, whatever it is, it's a positive attitude, and just kind of puts everybody at ease and really helps kind of with the grind where, you know, we got obviously a lot of highs and lows, but with Joe, you really never get too high or too low. And, you know, he's really leading that attitude in the clubhouse. And then obviously with his experience and you know, his baseball mind, there's just something new every day that you learn. You know, just maybe in between innings, sitting at the top step, you know, little tidbits, and then obviously decisions that he makes on the field. Just a really bright guy. But I think, you know, one of the things that's impressed me the most, just a really genuinely kind-hearted guy that is easy to like and easy to work for.
Well, I think being that you guys are getting ready to take on the Padres here starting tomorrow, I know you've already done your homework and got all those reports done. What is it that you are hearing and after seeing, maybe watching some film that you're seeing about this Padre club that's been different than in past years?
Well, just obviously a ton of talent, and not to take away from anything or any of the previous teams that you and I were on, but these guys are some players, man.
Right.
There's a lot of great players. I think in San Diego, I think we would agree, you know, all the teams we played for, we always had good arms, and, you know, I think that's obviously has continued into this year, but, you know, just position player wise, there's guys everywhere. There's guys who are hitting for power, guys who are hitting for average. Just some really talented guys that are dynamic. You know, looking at Tatis and the way he runs the bases and the way he plays defense. Obviously Machado and Hosmer just defensively and just their awareness out there. Just a lot of interesting pieces that we know that we're gonna really have to be on top of our game to handle.
Will Venable is with us. Will, 2010, we just talked about a little bit, but that was a special season, you and Tony and the Padres and taking it all the way to the final game. Does that team kind of, do you guys all talk with each other and kind of stay in contact? It seems as if you do, at least judging by Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, especially being with the Padres in that kind of era, we had some tough seasons, and that one was a special one that we were able to win, able to put it together. And I think that, you know, winning's always great, but doing it with guys that you care about, guys that are fun to be around, fun to be out there, just a great mix of veterans and young guys and just good people. So those absolutely everybody on that team that you see or you think about it, I know you know, we got Chris DeNorfia here on staff too. We talk about all of that year all the time.
Dino,
yeah.
Dino's on staff. You know, so it was a special year, and you know, definitely, you know, even though I was able to get traded in 15 and experience the playoffs as a player, that had nothing on that 2010 year. It was the best year of my career for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that group, I mean, whether it's Will and Dino, Jerry Harrison, or myself, who see each other often, anytime you see anybody from that 2000 team, then that's the first thing that usually comes up at some point. You know,
yep.
It may not be the first thing, but you always talk about it for sure.
No question.
Absolutely.
Special year. Hey, Will, best of luck this weekend and continued good success for you. I'm sure that the future is bright in baseball or wherever it is you want to go, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, William.
Good catching up with you.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. We look forward to catching up later, all right?
You betcha.
All right, take
care. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.